Scott Wiener describes himself as a professional pizza enthusiast. He leads pizza tours in New York, he writes for a pizza magazine, and he has 650 pizza boxes in his Brooklyn apartment. 650 empty pizza boxes from about 45 different countries, all in search of the one.
You know, a pizza box has several challenges. It has to transport the pizza efficiently and easily without it being damaged, but it also has to retain heat. You can't deliver a pizza that's cold. It also has to get rid of moisture, because if moisture gets trapped in the inside of the box, then you get a soggy crust. And most pizza boxes, 98.9% of pizza boxes, just don't do those things. They don't even try. I have a box from Brazil. It's an octabox. It's an octagonal box that is really, I hate to say it, but it's a really dumb box. The lid is separate from the base, and the base is coated in sort of like an aluminum foil, which the idea of that is to conduct some heat, but it doesn't really do a great job because the lid, it just has no ventilation, and you're going to end up trapping all the steam anyway. It's just, it's one of the dumbest boxes that I have, but also the most exciting boxes that I have because it's so dumb. But I would say the strangest pizza box, if you could even call it that, is one that I was sent. I think it's actually a prototype. Somebody from Denmark sent it to me. And it's an inflatable pizza tube. It almost looks like an inner tube, like a toilet bowl seat. It's this, you know, circle with this clear plastic area on the inside, and there are these tiny ventilation holes, which theoretically would release steam. But I mean, when you put a pizza in the box, it's ridiculous, because you need a pump to inflate it. I mean, I've been doing this for maybe 10 seconds. I could have done two Domino's boxes by now. And I'm not even half the way there. And it makes zero sense. At least they're trying to get steam out. Having those vent holes to get steam out is kind of the key, which is why my favorite pizza box is a box from India called the Vented Box. It's a box that was created by a guy who's been in the corrugation business for 35 years. And the idea is basically rearranging the production method of pizza boxes. Usually, you have a corrugation process, which combines an outer liner with a fluted medium and then an inner liner. We combine those three and then stamp through it and make holes. The problem is you could get contamination on the inside of the box. But in India, he decided he wanted to do a box with indirect ventilation. So instead of stamping the holes in the box when it was finished, he stamped the holes before the papers were joined together so that the holes don't line up. Heat is conducted continuously through this paper, but steam is released indirectly with no chance for contamination of the product that's in the inside of the box. And so this is not something that the mom and pops are going to take up. Really, if one of the big pizza companies picked this up, it would be a monumental shift.
You got to vent. You just got to. That's Scott Wiener, author of Viva la Pizza, The Art of the Pizza Box. And we've got a gallery of some weird and wonderful pizza boxes from around the world at PRI.org.